of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Welcome back to the Holland High School Dutch Dome. Greg Chandler with you. Second half action underway. The Dutch lead the Hawkeyes 24-23. Holland will send out Lake, Hawkins, McCullough, Bartholomew, and Ramos to start the second half for the Hawkeyes. It'll be Walker, Davis, Wolfram, Skolton, and Overbeek. Walker's got the basketball against Hawkins. Walker's been quiet, has had a quiet night. He's only had 1 point so far. The Dutch have gone to a zone to start the second half. It's a 1-3-1 zone, but it's swarming. They're trying to trap, and Walker threw it away. He was trying to hit Wolfram along the baseline, and he threw it away. So first time we've seen the Dutch go to a zone tonight, and it pays dividends early in the second half. Dante Hawkins, who has 14 to lead the Dutch with the basketball, if he works it across the timeline, Bartholomew and Ramos come to set a double screen for Dante. Dante will drive the lane, puts the shot up, missed it, rebound underneath, and cleared by Connor Davis for the Hawkeyes. Ahead to Walker. Elijah Walker, picked up by Walker just past half court. Skolden lost it along the baseline, and Kyle Bartholomew takes it away. Here's Hawkins passing. Ramos was breaking in on the left side, and the pass went right through Trent's hands and goes out of bounds. Dutch had a fast break opportunity, and Ramos is shaking his head. He slaps hands with Dante and said, "My fault." Here comes Walker with it for the Hawkeyes. We played a minute here in the third quarter. Hawkeyes have led by as many as six, but the Dutch took the lead right before halftime. Dutch still in a 1-3-1 zone. Skolton over to Mudd, now to Walker, right side. Ramos closes out on him. Hawkeyes swing it back around to the left side, and they're not able to penetrate at all. And you got Bartholomew right in the middle of that zone. Skolton has it, tries to drive on Bartholomew, kicks it out to Walker. Elijah for a three, no good. Rebound Wolfram for the Hawkeyes over to Skolton. Scott with a 10-footer, in and out, no good. Bartholomew has the rebound for the Dutch, ahead to Lake. Demetrius into the front court. Lake over to McCullough. McCullough thought about a three, doesn't shoot, and not a good pass, and it almost ended up as over and back. Lake able to save it over to Hawkins. Dante has it for the Dutch on the left side. Hawkins to Lake at the top of the circle. Lake tries to penetrate. Now bounce pass right side to McCullough. McCullough can't get the shot away against Wolfram. Now Lake for a three. From the top, no good off the front. And the rebound scores, and then Ramos is going to get whistled for a reach-in. That'll be Trent second. Dutch were able to get into the bonus fairly early in the first half, and that's been a key in the contest. And Holland has shot the ball well from the line. Elijah Walker brings it up for the Hawkeyes. Over to Overbeek. Overbeek back outside to Walker. They swing it around to Skolton. Now Wolf from left baseline. Back outside to Skolton. Still the Dutch in a 1-3-1 zone. Walker, entry pass down low to Wolfram, and Wolfram puts it up there. Nice pass over the top by Walker, and Wolfram has his second basket of the contest. Hawkeyes retake the lead, 25-24. First points of the second half. Crossover dribble by Hawkins. Hawkins kicks it over to McCullough, and eighth call for traveling. 5:32 to go in the third quarter. Dutch will press in the backcourt. Walker has it, one-on-one with Demetrius Lake. Elijah will work it across the timeline. Walker to Skolton, now to Wolfram. Wolfram left foul line extended against Ramos. Over to Walker, now to Connor Davis. Davis thought about a three, doesn't pull the trigger, now puts it on the floor against Bartholomew. And the pass from Davis goes through Grant Wolfram's hands out of bounds. Turnover Hawkeyes. So the Dutch will get it back, trailing by one. They haven't scored yet in the second half. We tick down toward 5 minutes to play in the third. Hawkins with it to Bartholomew at the free throw line. Bartholomew back outside Hawkins. Dante, three ball, got it! 17 for Dante, his second three of the ball game, and the Dutch regain the lead 27-25. Right now, Hawkins is the Holland offense. Overbeek nearly lost the basketball in the front court. Walker has it now. Walker back outside to Connor Davis. Davis between the rings. to Overbeek, now to Grant Wolfram. Wolfram left foul line extended against Ramos. They swing it back around. Davis will try a three right side. In and out, no good. Lake with the rebound for the Dutch. Allen on the run. Lake into the front court. Kicks it over to McCall. McCall dribbles toward the foul line. Now to Hawkins. Dante loses the ball out of bounds as he tried to drive. Turnover gives it back to Hamilton. Colton Bexford in for Skolten for the Hawkeyes. Bexford had six off the bench in the first half. Bexford and Mutt are the high scorers for Hamilton with six each, and both of them non-starters. Jared Overeek brings it up against Demetrius Lake, a senior against a freshman. Davis has now drives along the baseline. The first layup, no good. In fact, he didn't even draw rim on it. Ramos with the rebound, and Ramos is called for traveling as he fell down. So the Hawkeyes get it back. The reverse layup attempt by Davis never got to the rim. Ellen Payne in for the Dutch, replacing McAuliffe. Overbeek gets the inbounds into Wolfram. He's bumped by Payne. No whistle. Wolfram, way outside now, is Overbeek. They're trying to get the ball to Wolfram left of the lane. He's got a 10-inch height advantage on Elroy Payne, and Payne got whistled for bodying him up. That's Elroy's second team foul on the Dutch. No fouls yet on the Hawkeyes this half. Overbeek to inbound it. Pass batted away out of bounds by Ramos, and we'll do it again. Hawkeyes to inbound, baseline right. 3:58 to play in the third. Inbound pass comes to Davis, and Davis will dribble it back outside. Davis will leave it for Walker. Walker way outside on the left, drives around Hawkins, comes to the baseline, puts up a 12-footer, rims out, no good, Bartholomew with the rebound. Here comes Holland the other way. Here's Lake with it. Lake on the left side, comes to the top of the circle, he'll leave it for Hawkins. Dante will come back out toward half court. Hawkins gets a screen from Bartholomew. Hawkins tries the defense. Goes, drives to the hole, puts it up. No good, but he got fouled. Hawkins able to split the two Hamilton defenders on the left side. That's going to be on Walker. That's Elijah's first team foul in the half against the Hawkeyes. Hawkins will step to the line to shoot two. He is 2 of 2 in the contest from the stripe. First free throw on the way. Good. I believe that makes the Dutch 9 for 9 from the line tonight. Evan Woodke, who we have not seen tonight, in for the first time for the Hawkeyes, a 5'9" junior. Usually we see Woodke a lot earlier than that. Hawkins with one more free throw. Dante second, and it bounces around several times on the rim and finally drops through for him. 29-25, the Dutch up by four. That ties it. And the steal by Hawkins. Hawkins the backcourt drives the ball, puts it up, no good. Hawkins stole the inbounds, and Walker is fouled in the backcourt. Wait a minute, we're going to get a Hamilton timeout, actually. I thought maybe there was a foul before the timeout, but Hawkeyes call time. It's going to be a full timeout. 3:19 to go in the third. 29-25 the Dutch. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Hawkeyes with the basketball there, and the Dutch are pressing. Inbound pass comes to Connor Davis. Davis will leave it for Woodke. Woodke being guarded by Lake, and Woodke facing a double team gets rid of it to Davis. Davis, long pass to the front court, gets away from Bexford, and Hawkins has a steal for the Dutch. Another turnover against the pressure. Here's Lake, driving to the basket, left side, puts it up, no good. Ramos tip, no good. Rebound battle for and retreat by Lake, back outside Hawkins. Dante, three ball, it's slow! Hawkins with another triple is 30, he has 22, and the Dutch all of a sudden are up by 7, they're on an 8-0 run. Here's Bexford driving the basket, bumped by Bartholomew, and we're going to get a charging foul. Bexford's going to get called for the charge. Bartholomew stood there like a sequoia He never went down after getting bumped. Foul on Bexford is third. And the Dutch on an 8-0 run have opened up their biggest lead of the ball game at 32-25, and Hawkins walks up slowly up court. Right now, the Hawkeyes have no answers for Hawkins. Wicky comes out on Dante. Dante drives right past him, kicks it out left side. Here's Lake for three. It's short. And the rebound is Skolton for Hamilton. Skolton back in the ball game with three fouls. He'll leave it for Wicky. Now Bexford. Bexford drives on Ramos, and we're going to get a reach in on Trent. That's three on Ramos. Three team fouls on Holland, two on Hamilton. McAuliffe will come in for Ramos for the Dutch. Evan Woodkey will inbound baseline right for the Hawkeyes. Hamilton scored the first points of the second half, but they have not scored since. Long inbound to Wolfram, over to Bexford. Bexford back outside to Skolden, now to Woodkey. Walker left corner, can't pull the trigger on the three. Well, that will drive baseline on Hawkins. Ball knocked away, comes out to Woodkey. Evan for a three, it's an air ball. Here comes Hawkins to the touch. Hawkins driving left side to the hole, puts it up, missed it. Rebound underneath by Woodkey. Back comes Hamilton. Woodkey in the front court, kicks it over to Wolfram. Wolfram drives on Payne, outside to Walker. Hawkins all over. Dante knocks it away, and Walker gets it back. Walker underneath to Wolfram. Wolfram puts it up. He puts it in and he draws the foul on Payne. Strong move that time by Grant Wolfram, and Elroy Payne hacked him, but Wolfram able to put it in, and the Hawkeyes needed that one. Foul on Payne is second. Grant Wolfram will have a three-point play opportunity. 1:39 to go in the third. And Gary Eady checks back in for the Hawkeyes, replacing Walker. Wolfram, the left-hander, fires, and he got it. Seven for Grant. Hawkeyes close to within four, 32-28. Lake has it front court for the Dutch. Comes toward the top of the circle, leaves it outside for Hawkins. Dante will try another three. This one's no good. Wolfram with the rebound. Here comes Hamilton. Wolfram will dribble it into the front court against Payne. Wolfram. Here's a three on the way. That's eating. He missed it, and Lake comes the other way for the Dutch. Lake in the front court. Over to Hawkins. Hawkins. Payne. Payne finds the lane. Shot up. It's an eight. Own board. That's what he said. Hawkins will have it near half court. And he just holds the basketball. He'll make the guys come up with defense against him. 56 seconds to go in the third. Hawkins is on the floor against Payne. Hawkins over to McCauley. Payne slashes the baseline for Bartholomew. To Hawkins, not away. Lake will get out there half down to 40. If Lake tries to penetrate, puts about 10 in the lane. Good. Rebound out of bounds. Can Lake see it? No, he can't. It'll be the basketball. So with 3.6 seconds to go in the third, a live to Mason Sato for the Ducks. Hawkins, a brief rest. So Hamilton cut the lead two here. Yep, it comes. He's been stopped by Rosado and McCall. Gets rid of it. Into the front to eat it. He drives up. And this is off the pocket. Rebound. Perfect. It's by 10. Payne sent away 20 seconds left. Judgment up there. Payne, front court, Rosado. Mason Rosado on the triple. Rosado keeps his dribble outside the ball down second. McCall so long. Over to Payne, trying to play the lead. Loses the ball. And a triple call on. 2.5 seconds in the corner. And Chapman is getting away. Skull to Hogan. Comes to Wolf. Just past the court. Wolf will be front of the third. Left it short. Wolf will be a good one. Left the shot just a little short. End of the quarter here. Touchdown. It is 1:32. Hamilton 58. Back at 60 break. High school. Well, at 50, will you wait to see how it sounds? Doc. Fourth quarter action underway at Holland High School. The Dutch with the basketball. They lead by four, 32-28. Demetrius Lake over to Elroy Payne, left side. Hawkins out of the ballgame right now for the Dutch, but I suspect he won't be on the bench much longer. Lake has it between the circles. Hamilton in a man-for-man defense, but call it down low for Bartholomew. Calvin Hall puts it up, no good, but he's fouled. And Colton Bexler may have hurt himself. He's holding his right wrist. That wrist of his is heavily taped. He was trying to defend Bartholomew down low. Fowler Walker is second. Bartholomew will shoot two. He's two for two from the line tonight. Kyle's first free throw, swish. I still don't think the Dutch have missed yet tonight. Connor Davis in for Bexford, and Connor is shaking his wrist. Bartholomew, his sister Courtney, an all-ACC swimmer at the University of Virginia. Bartholomew, I jinxed him. His free throw rattles in and out. First misses of the day for the Dutch from the line. 33-28 Holland. With it is Brady Mott, who hit a couple of threes in the first half. Now with it is Skolton. Back outside to Walker. They reverse it over to Davis. Right side, bounce pass over to Wolfram. Wolfram drives on paint. Over to a cutter. Skolton. Skolton able to split the D. Puts it up and in. Nice patience and ball movement by the Hawkeyes. Skolton was six. Hawkeyes within three, 33-30. 7:08 to play. Lake with it, front court. Over to Bartholomew. Hawkins waits at the scores table to check in, and Paul Chapman wants time. And what's it going to be? Is it going to be a 30 or a 60? It's going to be a 60-second timeout. 7:02 to play. Holland 33, Hamilton 30. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. .702 to play in regulation here at the Dutch Dome. Holland High trying to stay alive in a bid for a share of the OK Green Conference Championship, clinging to a three-point lead over Hamilton, 33-30. Dante Hawkins back in the ballgame. He's got the basketball. Hawkins has two-thirds of Holland's points tonight. He has 22. Hawkins has got the basketball underneath the Bartholomew. Kyle turns, puts it up and in. Bartholomew had two guys hanging on him, and he turned and put it in. That's five for the big guy. And five is the lead for the Dutch, 35-30. Mudd into the front court, gives it up to Overbeek, who's back in the ballgame. Now Wolfram with it over to Connor Davis, top of the circle. Davis leaves it outside for Walker. Walker has the ball knocked away from behind by Hawkins, but retrieved by Davis. Davis will launch a three right side. It's an air ball. The rebound, and Overbeek with the rebound, but he lost it out of bounds as he stumbled to the deck. Turnover gives it back to the Dutch. 6:24 left to go. Hawkins will bring it up. Neither team close to the 1-1 yet. So both teams with fouls to give. Hawkins into the front court. Gets a screen from Trent Ramos, who's back in the ballgame. Now Bartholomew sets a screen for Hawkins. Dante underneath to Ramos. Ramos puts it up, and no good. Tip by Bartholomew, no good. And the rebound chased down by Ramos, and Trent threw it right into the hands of Grant Wolfram. Back comes Hamilton. Grant Wolfram comes front court. Over to Overbeek, now to Brady Mudd, right corner. Outside Davis, they swing it around to Walker, left side. Elijah slashes toward the basket, loses the ball and puts it up, no good. Lake with the rebound, and Connor Davis is going to get called for a reach-in. Elijah Walker lost his balance a little bit as he slashed toward the basket and did not get a real good shot away. Foul on Davis is second, 14 fouls each way. Dutch with the ball, 5:43 left. They lead by five. Hawkins brings it up. Hawkins slowly into the front court. Hawkins now dribbles toward the top as Ramos sets the screen. Now Bartholomew on the left side. Pass down low, a little screener roll. Bartholomew's got an easy way up. Bartholomew set a pick on the left side and rolled to the basket as Hawkins drove past him. And Brent Harvard will take time. With 5:26 to play, the Dutch lead at 37-30. It's going to be a 30. We'll keep it right here. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. Check out their dinner specials after 4 p.m., just $7.99. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be Tuesday at West Ottawa as the Panthers take on the Holland Christian Roos. We'll be on the air beginning at 6:40. Visit the MHSAA website to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational, health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSAA website and become a score reporter. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSAA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communication. 5:26 to play. The Dutch with their biggest lead of the ball game, 37-30. They were down by as many as six. Hawkeyes with it in the front court. Walker has it right side. The Dutch have gone back to that zone, which was effective for them in the third quarter. Davis airmails over to Walker. Elijah pull jumper from 10. It's good. That is Elijah Walker's first field goal of the ball game. Just his third point. 37-32. Holland by five, 5 minutes left. Hawkins gets the screen from Ramos in the front court. Now Bartholomew sets the screen. Hawkins drives, loses the basketball. Taken away by Overbeek, ahead to Walker. Elijah into the front court, gets a screen from Davis. Walker drives to the baseline, and we're going to get a foul. I think this will go on Aiden McCullough. It is. That's Aiden's first. Five team fouls against the Dutch. Colton Bexford will return for Connor Davis for the Hawkeyes. Still favoring that right wrist a little bit. Inbound pass comes to Bexford. Outside to Walker. Now in the corner to Mudd. Mudd has a couple of threes, but three lake all over. Now Walker drives past Hawkins. Outside to Overbeek for a three. No good. Rebound Lake. Here come the Dutch. Lake into the front court. Lake maintains his dribble along the baseline. Now over to Bartholomew. Now to McCollum. Aiden between the circles puts it on the floor. Over to Hawkins, left corner. Hawkins with right baseline kicks it out to McCollum. Aiden wide open for three. Oh! If Aiden McCollum gets an open look, he will drop it in, and he just did. Set up by the feed from Hawkins. 40-32 the Dutch. 3:58 left. Allen's starting to pull away. Here's Bexford. Bexford's pass hit by Rebels, but Walker retrieves. Walker to Overbeek. Now to Mudd underneath the Wolfram. Wolfram has it taken away by Ramos, and it's a tie-up. It'll stay Hamilton basketball on the alternating possession. And the Dutch have limited the Hawkeyes to just 9 points here in the second half. Walker over to Mudd. Mudd can't pull the trigger on three. Now drives inside, puts up a 12-footer. It's good. So Brady Mudd, the 5'7 junior with 8 points off the bench, he's the high scorer for the Hawkeyes. 40-34 Holland, 3:25 to play. Hawkins with it front court. Gets a screen from 4,000. Hawkins was riding the way. Put it up off the window. It's good. 24 for Dante. Pressure put on by the Dutch. They lead by eight again. 42-34. Walker ahead to Wolfram. Wolfram in trouble in the backcourt. Finally gets it ahead to Overbeek. Overbeek drives. Bounce pass left side. Bexford with a 10-footer. Colton hit it. And Grant Hobbard will take a timeout now. It will be a 60-second timeout. 3:01 to play. It's Holland 42, Hamilton 36. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. .301 to play in the fourth quarter here at the Dutch Dome, 42-36 Holland. Now Hamilton puts on pressure for the first time. Inbound pass comes to Hawkins, and Jared Overbeek grabbed the rear of Hawkins' jersey as he was dribbling up court. Foul on Overbeek is third. Five team fouls against the Hawkeyes. So now we go back to the baseline again. There's two guys trying to deny Hawkins the basketball, so the inbounds comes to McCullough. Lake has it now. Lake gets it into the front court, and Lake is fouled. I believe this will be either on Mudd or Walker. It is on Elijah Walker. That's three on him. 16 fouls on the Hawkeyes, so the next foul puts the Dutch in the bonus. Ramos gets the inbounds into Hawkins. Dante working across the timeline. He's taking his time out there. 2:45 left. Hawkins being guarded by Overbeek. Bartholomew sets the screen for Dante. Hawkins drives the lane underneath over to Ramos, and Trinidad taken away by Walker. Here comes Walker the other way. Walker to the hole, puts it up, missed it. And Walker went down hard, and we're going to get a foul. It's going to be against the Dutch. That's on McAuliffe, his second. 16 fouls on the Dutch. Hawkeyes inbound, baseline right. Inbounds comes to Wolfram. Ball knocked away by Hawkins, and Lake was not able to retrieve the loose basketball, and the Hawkeyes are going to get it back. So Mudd will reset. Inbounds comes to Walker. Walker has it taken away by Hawkins, and Dante's got an uncontested layup. Hawkins to the hole, puts it up and in. Hawkins with the takeaway, the drive, and the score. He has 26. 44-36 the Dutch. 2:10 to play. Mudd in the front court. Over to Overbeek. Now to Wolfram, left side. Wolfram is being hounded by Trent Ramos. Now Bexford. Over to Overbeek. Overbeek drives around McCall to the basket. Shot blocked underneath. Bartholomew has the rebound for the Dutch. And Bartholomew will leave it for Hawkins. Under 2 minutes left, the Dutch up by 8. Holland trying to get to snare a share of the OK Green Conference Championship. They need a win and help. Here's McAuliffe to Lake. Lake double-teamed her half court. Gets rid of it to McAuliffe. And McAuliffe is called for a travel. Much to the chagrin of Paul Chapman. 1:35 left. Hawkeyes will get it back. Inbound pass comes to Jared Overbeek. Hawkeyes need a quick score here. Here's Wolfram with it. Wolfram between the circles. Over to Walker. Walker fakes the three. Now drives inside. Puts the shot up. Boy, I thought Hawkins got a piece of him, but the shot no good. And Wolfram has the rebound. Wolfram drives inside. Turns. And we get a whistle. Foul on Holland. And this will be on McAuliffe. That's three. Grant Wolfram will go to the line to shoot two for the Hawkeyes, or will it be a 1-1? It is a 1-1. Okay, they ruled the foul occurred before the shot. It's the 17th foul on the Dutch, so Wolfram's got to make the first to earn the bonus. Grant fires, got it. That's 8 for him. Wolfram has 8, Bexford has 8, and Mudd has 8 for the Hawkeyes. Nobody in double figures. And, of course, for the Dutch, it's Dante Hawkins with 26. Wolfram second, the front, the back, and the bottom. 44-38, 1:15 left. Hawkins with it in the backcourt. Walker gives chase, and Elijah fouled him. And that puts the Hawkeyes over the limit. That's 4 on Walker. So with 1:12 to play, Dante Hawkins will shoot a 1-1. Mason Rosado will come in for defensive purposes for the Dutch and get an extra ball handler in there as well. So big free throws for Hawkins here. First free throw for Dante. Rattles around, but it goes. Dante with one more. The left-hander eyes the rim, fires, no good. That's his first miss from the line today. He's 5 of 6. 45-38 Holland, 1:05 to go. Walker comes front court, nearly loses it to Hawkins. Walker maintains his dribble, though, drives the lane, kicks it over to Bexford. Bexford to the hole, shot blocked by Bartholomew, but Kyle's going to get called for a foul. Bartholomew blocked the shot, but he got a piece of the wrist of Colton Bexford. So Colt will go to the line to shoot two with 57.2 seconds to play. The couple of big free throws for Bexford. First free throw for Colton is good. Colton had 11 the first time these two teams play, and he's the high scorer for Hamilton right now with 9. McCullough back in for the Dutch. Skolden in for the Hawkeyes. And Mudd is also in, as well as Walker got taken out because Brandon Hubbard doesn't want his senior captain picking up his fifth foul. Bexford second, no good. Ramos with the rebound for the Dutch, over to Hawkins. Holland by 6 with the basketball, 50 seconds left. Hawkins double teamed the backcourt. We're working across the timeline. Hawkins down the lane, and he's fouled. And fouls on Mudd, his first. And Hawkins will have another 1-1. He split a pair a moment ago. 5 of 6 from the line today. Walker back in for the Hawkeyes. Rosado back in for the Dutch. 46.2 seconds left. This is a 2-possession game, and Hawkins can make it a 3-possession game with these free throws. First free throw for Dante. Good. -39, 28 for Hawkins. He had 31 Tuesday, which is a career high for him, in the loss against Zeeland West. Second free throw, got it. So that makes it a 3-possession ball game, 47-39 Holland, 40 seconds left. In the front court to Mudd. Over to Bexford. Bexford drives to the basket, and he's called for traveling. Bexford was trying to put a move on Bartholomew. And McCullough back in for the Dutch. And for the Hawkeyes, Jared Overbeek. Ramos to inbound it. Hawkeyes with a press. They want to get it to Hawkins. They get it to Dante. Hawkins will dribble it up himself, and he turned it over. He carried the basketball. So the turnover gives it back to the Hawkeyes with 35.8 seconds left. And again, the two coaches play chess. Walker back in for the Hawkeyes on offense, and Rosado back in for the Dutch for defense. Inbounding it is Mike. Gets it outside to Walker. Walker slashes the lane, puts the shot up. He missed it. Rebound Hawkins. Hawkins will dribble it out ahead, and Hawkins pass too far for Lake. And the Hawkeyes will get it back again with 26.5 seconds left, but Hamilton running out of time. Still an 8-point difference. Mudd into the front court. Over to Wolfram. Wolfram goes along the baseline to the basket. He puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Wolfram had ideas of dunking the basketball. He didn't quite make it, but he did put it in. Foul on Ramos, and a 3-point play opportunity here. Did they give him the basket? Wolfram at the line. They did not give him the basket. I stand corrected. Wolfram with the front, that's the front end of the 1-1. I thought they were going to give him the basket there. They ruled the foul occurred on the floor. Wolfram makes the first with 18.3 seconds left. He has one more. Grant, second one. Missed it. Bartholomew with the rebound. Hawkins has the basketball. He's being chased by two guys, and he's fouled by Mudd with 13 seconds remaining. And the Dutch are going to keep their hopes alive for a share of the OK Green Conference title, but they need help from both Unity Christian and Byron Center. Hawkins will shoot a 1-1 with 13 seconds to play. Hawkins with 29 points today. First free throw, swish. That's the fourth time he's gone for 30 or more in a game. He had 30 against the Hawkeyes the last time these two teams met. Elroy Pay will come in for Bartholomew for the Dutch. 48-40 Holland. Hawkins with one more. Dante fires, got it. Well, that matches his total from Tuesday night. 49-40 Holland. Mudd into the front court for the Hawkeyes, down to 10 seconds. They're going to let Mudd go to the basket, put it up, no good. Bexford put back is good. 11 for Colton, down to 2 seconds. Inbound comes to Hawkins, and time will run out. Holland Honor keeps its hopes alive for an OK Green Conference title. They close out conference play with a 49-42 win this afternoon over the Hamilton Hawkeyes. The Dutch go to 13-5 on the season, 7-3 in the OK Green. The Hawkeyes end Green Conference play at 3-7, and they drop to 7-11 overall. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Deal and Community Hospital postgame show. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Craig Chapman with you back at the Dutch Dome at Holland High School, where Holland defeats Hamilton this afternoon 49-42 in the final OK Green Conference game of the season for both teams. And really the story of the ball game was Dante Hawkins, the Holland High point guard, as he led the way with 31 points for the Dutch. And here's a stat for you. I like to throw out stats every once in a while. Among the 102 points that the Dutch scored in their two games against the Hawkeyes this year, 53 in the first meeting when they won at Hamilton 53-45, and then the rematch today winning 49-42, Dante Hawkins scored 61 of the Dutch's 102 points. Hawkins had 30 in the first meeting. He had 31 to tie a career high today. In fact, the 31 points, he had 31 Tuesday against Zeeland West, and then he had 31 today, and the Dutch needed every one of those points to come away with the victory. Holland now 7-3 in the green, and they go to 13-5 overall. They have a road game on Tuesday at Muskegon Mona Shores, and then they closed out the home portion of their season. They actually had the final regular season game on Thursday as they entertain the unbeaten Godwin Heights Wolverines. We will have that game for you on WHTC with our broadcast coverage beginning at around 7:10. We'll take one final timeout, go over the scoring in the contest. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Dealing Community Hospital postgame show. Holland victorious over Hamilton this afternoon, 49-42. Let's take a look at the scoring. For the Hamilton Hawkeyes, they were led by Colton Bexford, and Bexford was the leading scorer the last time these two teams met with 11 points. Well, today, Colton equaled that total as he had 11 points in the contest. Grant Wolfram added 10, 8 of them coming in the second half. Brady Mudd off the bench had a couple of three-pointers. He ended up with 8. Scott Skolton had 6. Elijah Walker, who came in averaging 15, was limited to 3 points today. Garrett Eating had 2, and Connor Davis had 2. That added up to 42 for the Hawkeyes. For the victorious Dutch of Holland High, as usual, they were led by their senior point guard, Dante Hawkins. Hawkins had 31 points. He had 3 three-point baskets. He had 9 of 10 from the free throw line. And Dante equaling his career high, which he set Tuesday in the loss against Zeeland West. So Hawkins has really been carrying the Dutch offense of late. Kyle Bartholomew had a solid game tonight. He had 7 points. He had a couple of baskets and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Aiden McAuliffe had 5 points, 2 baskets, one of those a triple. Trent Ramos had 1 basket for 2 points. Demetrius Lake had a pair of free throws for 2 points. And Eric Brooks had a pair of free throws off the bench for 2 points for the Dutch. Holland, 16 of 18 from the free throw line. Another strong performance at the free throw line for the Dutch in this ball game. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be on Tuesday night as West Ottawa takes on Holland Christian. Will have that game for you beginning at 6:40 on WHTC. Updating you on the OK Green Conference race right now, Holland finished its season today at 7-3. Holland Christian and Zeeland West are at 7-2. They had their games postponed last night, just like Holland's game was. Holland Christian would play at Unity Christian on Monday night. A maroon victory would give Holland Christian a share of the OK Green Conference Championship for Jason Muir in his first season as the Maroons head coach. Zeeland West will be at Byron Center on Tuesday night, and if the Ducks win, they will complete a worst-to-first finish because they finished last in the Green last year and have come back big this year and are within position of winning a share of the conference championship. So those next those games, Monday and Tuesday, will determine ultimately who gets the trophy for the OK Green this year. Don't forget, we got Hope College basketball coming up. Actually, it's on the air right now from the Marilat Center in Adrian as the Dutchman take on the Adrian Bulldogs. A Hope victory would give the Dutchman an outright MIAA title. Join Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince for the call. Starting right now on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. A lot of folks to thank for our broadcast this afternoon and into the evening hours. Mike Clark, Ben Farkas, and Darlene Bexford and all the folks here at Holland High School. As usual, a great assist by Mike Clark, by the way. He's still got a little bit of game. He made a nice alley-oop pass to the announcer with the water bottle. So, Mike's still got a little bit of game going on. And, of course, he was a former boys varsity coach here at Holland for quite a few years before he moved into the athletic administration end of things. But thanks to Mike and Ben and Darlene and everybody. Lindsay Michaels, back at the studio, doing another great job, turning the dials, making sure we stayed on the air. And as always, we thank our many advertisers for their support of local high school athletics here in the Holland area. That's going to do it for the Dutch Dome. I'm Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score, the Holland High Dutch, 49, the Hamilton Hawkeyes, 42.
You've been listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. High school hoops are a service of the Windmill Restaurant, Frisk Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, Westernbrook Outdoor Power, Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, and Meyer. Our broadcast was also brought to you by Mapleview Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, Crown Motors, Jackie's Place Restaurant, Reliable Sport, and Taylor Rental. Also bringing you tonight's game were Barber Ford, Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, Russ's Restaurants, South Shore Laundry, and ZR Graphics. High school basketball is a presentation of 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station.